Okay.
Resting well for the big day.
Hello and welcome to League 852, new and rebranded. I'd like to thank Laura Tagg for her winning contribution in choosing the new podcast name. I'm joined today by Jack Nielsen, as always. Hello, Jack.
Domo.
Sorry, Jack.
It's Japanese furlough.
That's very topical, given that we are in Tokyo today, filming from a new studio, namely Tim McCosker's and Neville Metcalf's hotel room. Also joined by head coach Jason Fairley.
That was a bit gay.
Hello, Neville.
And potential new debut boy, Alan Newsome. Alan.
Good evening.
I understand you haven't been for a shit for 4 days.
Correct. Packing the pounds for the front row, mate.
Very good. Well, as long as there's none of those dodgy union murky acts going on, I think you'll be all right. Jason, what are you expecting from tomorrow's game?
I'm expecting a tight contest, very physical one. The Japanese team were very physical and fast last time, but I think we have the team to beat them this time. We're a very strong pack, very mobile, and really looking forward to tomorrow's game.
But you also are going to make your debut, Jason. How's that feel?
I'm very excited. Second brother in the family to get an international cap. So, really excited. Can't wait to play.
I mean, there's not much difference, really, between the Kangaroos and playing the Hong Kong Thunder.
No, mate. No. Both very strong teams.
Yeah.
Great history.
Both got strong packs. One's got a six-pack, the other one have got a genuine keg. So, it's going to be good. Alan. Are you going to take some laxatives before the game?
Fingers crossed, yeah. I think the added weight will be pretty good. As Jason said, they're a pretty physical side, so every pound will count.
He's got to make playing weight tomorrow.
It's not a boxing game. It's not a boxing match.
I think looking at the other people in the room, are probably the skinniest front row of the team, so the extra pounds will blend in well.
Well, we're lucky it's a cooler day tomorrow.
It's baby weight.
That should play to our advantage, I think.
Right, definitely. Yeah.
Particularly with Alan here being a northern boy, it's probably almost tropical despite the fact it's about 14 degrees outside.
Hence in shorts and t-shirt.
How did you get into rugby league, mate?
Mate, been interested since a young age watching Rhinos growing up in Leeds.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, no, glad and blessed to watch a good team like Bulls.
At least you're playing Super League.
Fair enough, the best team at Oriana. And then, yeah, so only played Union up to university, where I started my league career, and it all went kind of from there, to be honest.
And I was talking to someone else earlier who said you had an interesting nickname at university.
Yeah, it's a very attractive name. Killer.
Was that because you were good at darts?
Fucking bullseye every time. Now, my first ever game was a relatively local derby against Leicester. I was playing for Nottingham. I hit it up and I knocked out their captain.
On purpose?
Obviously. It was all intentional. I had the ball, hit up, my hit went into his head. Poor form, I reckon, from him. Really leading from the forward for his team and just that kind of technique really brought him down. Played for the next 10 minutes and I coached to take me off because I was there. Targeted a little bit.
Taken off for your own safety.
Yeah, it's like for the most painful 10 minutes of rugby I've ever played after that.
Well, Alan, I can say I'm running the subs bench tomorrow. I'm just going to leave you on.
But I still got the cap.
If you get on. I don't know. No, you will get the cap. We're going to give the caps out tomorrow before kickoff.
Yeah.
Get you all emotional, get you all pumped up.
Definitely.
And I'll bring some tissues.
Did David have proper caps?
I don't think they got caps. They got... They got a blazer, and that's about it, I think, yeah. Bringing the caps in now, I think, with Mau Meninga being a bit more traditional. So he's bringing that all back.
They're copying Hong Kong, of course.
Yeah. Where's our blazers?
We can't afford them.
We can't afford them.
really cheap, yeah, my cheap suit tailoring in Hong Kong.
Obviously, for those who don't know, they're Jason... more famous brother.
The favoured sibling.
With the biggest head in rugby league is David Fairley. Yeah, how many caps for Australia?
I'd say about 10.
That's fair dues.
Yeah, yeah.
You can probably get 10 caps.
Well, you're picking their own fucking side.
Yeah. Of course I'm playing.
So you hit 11, I reckon.
Well, we have at least 4 games in Sydney for the Emerging Nations World Cup, which the dates have been changed. The competition will run now from the 1st of October to the 13th, with the finals being on the 13th. Hong Kong's first game because the draw hasn't been made yet, it's not known, but it will probably be the 3rd or 4th of October. Okay. So I reckon you might surpass David in the international stakes.
Well, yeah, I've got to be better at something. He's usually got the upper hand on me.
You have better taste in women.
I'm better looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have his money, but I'll go all right in the stakes.
But you've got peace and you're content.
Yeah.
All right, good. Also in the room, we've got one of the founding superstars of Hong Kong Rugby League, Toby Lay, flown in from Sydney. Tony's been instrumental in championing rugby league in Hong Kong. He's a real unsung hero, actually, having paid for numerous flights to come out here and fly the flag. Toby, come down and join us, mate.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Come and bring your espresso martini with you.
Hello, how are you? How is everyone?
I'm good, mate. I mean, great to be here. I mean, who'd have thought a few years ago when we were
the camera's over there,
messing about on a field in Hong Kong that we'd be here ready to play another international?
Yeah, no, it's very exciting. It's come very quickly and I think we surpassed everyone's expectations a bit. But it is, you know, it's onwards and upwards. We've got Emerging Nations coming up, second test match. So that's good. We're going strength to strength, really.
Toby, in the last game, were you one of the starting props?
Yeah.
How do you feel about being dropped?
I'll call it a strategic coaching decision that, that's fine. I've always been a bit of an impact player. My fitness is good, so really don't mind it. It's not a massive deal to me, really. I actually prefer coming on like 10 minutes later and, you know, hitting everyone when they're 10 minutes, you know, a bit
not fatigued.
That's the plan.
Yeah, but no, that's fine. Playing the best football coming off the bench.
Really. And who are you playing for in Sydney now, Toby?
Currently at Sydney University. So I've been there 2 seasons now. I had a bit of a hiatus about 3 years prior to last year. But it's, yeah, I'm getting back into the groove of things and training and being part of the club and, you know, just being in and around rugby league a lot more.
You have put on a few pounds. A few pies?
Yeah, a few pies, a bit of stress eating. It's winter over there, so it's a bit of, you know, you got to keep warm.
Survival.
Yeah, survival.
It's a cold winter too.
It is a cold winter. But yeah, thanks, Ned. Now I feel objectified. Yeah,
it's just a very tight top, that's all, Tony.
Black is slimming.
Tony,
now, what are some of the Japanese boys that you play with over there as well?
Yeah, so it's Kazuki Fukushigi. And there's also Matthew, who likes to go by the name of Yuki. But Matthew's his real name, and I think everyone should call him Matthew, so it gets under his skin a bit. The other boys have been really good for us at Sydney University. Kazuki's not playing tomorrow, unfortunately. He's off to the World Cup.
But good for us.
Yeah, good for us. Yeah, it'll probably put a spanner in the works for Japanese, hopefully. He's a very, very strong hooker. Delivers good ball, good defence, and he was man of the match last match. And now Yuki's an extremely good defender. He's, you know, he's probably one of the best defensive players in our comp. No one really wants to run against him, and he chops you no matter what size you are and who you are. So he's probably, you know, probably except for me, he's a bit scared of me. I think Matthew will, I think I'll run straight at Matthew and go over him, hopefully. They're probably 2 key players. Obviously Matthew's the only one that's playing, but they'll be strong and physical, and they'll be right in at the whole match.
On a home turf as well, it makes a big difference. With a passionate crowd behind them, they're expecting a few hundred people to come. I think the boys have done a good job in marketing the event, and they're actually charging to get on the door, so they're obviously expecting some decent numbers.
Yeah,
you've got to buy a t-shirt, which I think is 1,500 yen, 2,000 if you don't like the look of you.
That's a bit.
Ben Ryan, you can't come in.
Just over 100 Hong Kong.
Is it 100?
Yeah, it is.
Well, to see talent such as Toby's, I think that makes sense to pay, right?
Yeah. No, but I mean, it's good. They'll get a lot of people out. The Japanese are very passionate. And it is actually their home game, and I think that'll play into a lot of it. We're really looking forward to it.
Fantastic. Also in the room, we've got the captain and regular co-host Ringo Long, who we're just going to ignore for a moment. And we were going to go to the rampaging, rotund Ben Ryan. Ben Ryan, come over, mate.
Yeah. You did give a bit too much time to substitute then. We'll get going.
Ben, you just arrived this morning. How are you feeling?
Extremely tired, but I'm also well hydrated and ready to go.
Is that cold for meaning you've had a few beers?
Well, they always say to acclimatise to the area, and I really, really had a bit of time in Tokyo today, so it was good to see the sights, but I'm ready to go tomorrow.
There's some good sights around this hotel, it has to be said. It seems to be getting more colourful as the night gets on. I was approached by some people on the way here. I mean, having ginger hair, you must be very popular.
Yeah, well, I'm quite a rare sight around these these sites. A lot of people don't actually realise I am Asian from being born in Hong Kong. But, you know, I let everything happen on the field rather than speak to people. So that's probably where they recognise me from. without being too humble.
Your debut, propelled you into stardom in Sydney. I mean, you can't go anywhere. I mean, talk about Davey Fairley, he's an unknown entity compared to Ben Wright.
Scored the first try, too.
The first ever
try
in Hong Kong Rugby League history. How are you feeling going to go tomorrow, mate?
Oh, I'm excited. I feel like there's a bit of pressure to back up that performance, because scoring the first try was obviously a massive privilege, but, yeah. You're only as good as your last game, so tomorrow's a new game, so I've got to try and step it up another notch.
Yeah, you've got to score two tries.
Yeah, well, I scored two tries last time, so hopefully I get three tomorrow, but we'll see.
Two will be enough.
Yeah. Patrick, Ben, we were talking earlier, and you were saying there's actually quite a few more Hong Kong-eligible players who you've been playing with this season. Just tell us a bit more about them and how we can get in contact with them.
Well, I think the game last year was really good for the actual Hong Kong brand, and it actually opened up a lot of avenues for some players that I know back in Sydney who have the Hong Kong heritage and didn't actually realise that there was the opportunity to do this, what we're doing at the moment, to represent Hong Kong. So a few of them have actually reached out to me, and yeah, we'll be in touch with them to see if they can do this.
Yeah, there's a few in Manly lower grades. I think there's a two brothers.
I bet they've got Hong Kong heritage, but I saw the article, it said Chinese heritage, but I don't know if they've got Hong Kong heritage. Yeah. We need to find out.
Just investigate that a bit.
But yeah, they're definitely out there, and I think what we're doing at the moment is really awesome for the Hong Kong club, and that now that's out there, I think there's more players that are going to come out of the woodwork for the team, and it's only going to get stronger.
Ben, thanks for joining us and for flying over from Sydney out of your own pocket. Just to reiterate, this tour is self-funded. We would like to thank our sponsors who've paid for the jerseys and the coaches and things like that, but the players have had to pay for their own flight. So a big thank you to Toby, Ben, and as well as all the Hong Kong guys. And Udo's not here. But he's flown in from
Boston.
From the US, right? And that's a massive
Boston
commitment.
Yeah. It's a long flight.
Yeah, so I think what we're seeing here is, you know, people are very committed to the cause. They believe in what we're trying to achieve, and that's down to the people around this room, you know, the players, the support staff with Jack Muir doing his coaching and his multimedia. You know, everyone's got a role to play, and I think we're seeing that now. Ringo, do you want to come and join us? Because you're looking upset because we haven't spoken to you.
Oh, it's more
you're looking like a petulant.
Jack Muir.
Oh, yeah,
Wilson.
Sorry, yeah.
Same.
Jack Muir's slightly different. Yeah.
Hello again, everyone.
Thank you
for having me.
Jason, there's been a question. Last year, Manny Kanishi who was the most capped player for Japan, played at 48 years young.
Yeah.
Are you a little bit over, a little bit under?
Well, I'm in my 40s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Pushing 43 soon.
Oh,
yes. So I'm very excited. So this might be one of my last games I ever play. So to get a chance.
Jason, you've been retiring every year I've known
that. I think this might be it. I'll see how I pull up after tomorrow's game.
Get a win.
Yeah, get a win.
High.
Yeah, finish on a high.
So Ringo, great publicity today. Interview published in the South China Morning Post. Online, going in print tomorrow.
I mean, that's just fantastic. National newspaper, great interview, tells more about it.
Yeah, pretty happy. So Sam from SEMP came up and did a little interview in my office. I work at FC Barcelona. It's got quite a cool trophy cabinet, so I invited him up. And
it's not as big as our trophy cabinet.
It's not quite as big as our trophy cabinet. Not quite, yeah, but it's still pretty impressive nonetheless. So he came up, we did a little interview, and yeah, got published. Pretty happy. My family are pretty happy.
Oh, he's quite,
quite hard to get my dad to smile. I think he's smiling. I don't know if he's halfway across the world, but I imagine he's smiling.
He's also a northerner from England.
Yeah,
northern,
exactly.
Northern,
yeah.
English as well.
Not much to smile about.
A little bit miserable.
Exactly.
I think I'm the exception to the rule there, boys. What are you supposed to say?
Oh, sorry, you're definitely an exception to the rule then. No,
I think that almost concludes this podcast, certainly the interviews with the players. Big game tomorrow. I want everyone to go to bed. And we will share the link, which will be on YouTube once we get the same from Japan. I'm hoping Amani will send it ASAP tomorrow. Please join us and watch the game.
Yeah.
Thank you, gents.
Arigato.
Arigato. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
All right, cheers, guys.
Thanks, Steph.
Yeah, thanks.